Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I did a video yesterday in which I speculated on Prince Harry's IQ, and I came to the conclusion that it was about 105, something like that. Now, since then, I've been thinking that there's two things that have come to my attention I didn't know about. One is that he was kept back a year when he was at Ludgrove, and this doesn't mean he was of below average intelligence, but it means he was much less intelligent than the people, most of the kids at Ludgrove, the prep school, who would, of course, go on to public school. And so this would, in order to ensure that he could go on to a public school, it makes sense that he would be kept back a year. Remember that there is a correlation of about 0.5 between how well you do educationally throughout your life and intelligence, and then a correlation of 0.7 between how well you do in your school exams and intelligence. So education is and how well you do in education is a good marker of intelligence. So this is consistent with a much lower IQ than would be generally the case for his social class, and there is a correlation between socioeconomic status and IQ of about something like 0.5. But what I want to move on to today is a response which many of you made, which is that, oh well, what's Captain Hewitt's IQ? Captain Hewitt is the real father, and so that explains why Harry has a relatively low IQ. I want to respond to this. Conspiracy theories may sometimes be correct, but I don't think they are in this case. I think overwhelmingly the evidence is that Captain Hewitt is not Prince Harry's biological father, and I want to go through the evidence for this. So, first of all, Hewitt has brown eyes. Prince Harry has blue eyes. Diana had blue eyes, and Charles had blue eyes. Now, of course, it's perfectly possible for two parents with blue eyes to for a mother and a father with blue brown to give birth to a blue-eyed child. That is possible. It's just less likely. So that's the first difference, though. The eye colour is blue, consistent with two parents that have blue eyes, whereas, of course, this man, Hewitt, has brown eyes. Hewitt's hair colour is a bit different. Harry has, I suppose, what you'd call strawberry blonde to ginger kind of hair, which would be consistent with his mother being blonde, but there being this kind of gingerness in the family. And we know that his uncle, Earl Spencer, before he went grey, had ginger hair. So we shouldn't be shocked that he's ginger. There's gingerosity, as it were, on his father's or his mother's side, and as I understand it, it takes two ginger alleles, one from each parent, to create a ginger or a relatively ginger child. So I'm not sure that that is necessarily a sound argument. The third thing, I think this is very important, is the shape of the canines. So Hewitt has large canines. These teeth here, large canines, and these are typical of Northern Europeans, and they are an adaptation to being hunter-gatherers for longer, I'm guessing. People from Southern Europe have small canines, I'm guessing because farming came in there earlier and therefore large canines were selected out. Now, Prince Harry, consistent with being a bit of a mongrel and having ancestors from all over Europe only 100 years ago or so, has small canines, where his father has whereas his putative father, Hewitt, has large canines. So that doesn't fit either. Then there's the shape of the hands. You will notice that Prince Charles has very unusual shaped hands. He has these small hands with little stubby sausage-like fingers. To a lesser extent, both William and Harry possess those kinds of hands, where Hewitt doesn't. So again, I don't think it fits there. And finally, the face shape is completely different. You can see very much, particularly as Harry gets older, that his face shape is very much the same as his father's was at that age, whereas Hewitt has a much sort of smaller face. So for all these physical reasons, it seems to me fairly clear that the father is Charles, and that's even putting aside the fact that it is well evidenced that Diana and Hewitt didn't even meet until after Harry was born, so it makes it pretty much impossible anyway. But putting all those things aside, if I had to put money on these things, I would say that Harry's father is Prince Charles, and therefore my hypothesis, or King Charles, I'm sorry, my hypothesis as to why he has the low IQ that he has still stands. I will see you all soon, and goodbye!